inventory buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
For over 90 years, George Coleman Ford has taken care of tens of thousands of customers looking for a car, truck, or SUV. That same commitment to their customers drives George Coleman Ford as they look to buy your pre-owned vehicle right now. Pre-owned prices are at a premium due to lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. Their buying process is seamless with no hassle or hidden fees, quick and easy with a check in your hands. Trust me, George Coleman Ford is ready to buy your used vehicle.
Hey, it's me. Just wanted to reach out after yesterday's video call. You mentioned your friends going through a hard time right now. I wanted to recommend an app you should download. It's the How We Reach coaching tool. It's got tips on, you know, how to reach out to friends or family members who are struggling. So it's great that you're there for your friend. I really think this tool will help you give them the support they need. So let me know if you want to talk.
Download the tool on reach.gov today.
Walt there to the road rage. We have no time for that. We need to get back to this conversation. Kelly, you still with me?
I'm with you, Walt.
We have no shot, Kelly. You know that. We have no shot time-wise because I think it would actually take us till 7 to be able to talk through all this and cover all this ground. You know, I have some great audio clips I was hoping you could hear, but we're just not going to have time for it. Let me give you my 10. And I'm basing this on just talent at this point and okay, what it means in the evolution of the game and why I felt I had to include her because I think she's the best player I've ever seen. At 10, I put Paige Beckers. Kelly, wow. Diana Taurasi, well, you know, Diana Taurasi said the other day, she's the greatest female player
on
earth.
Yeah.
And Gina Auriemma said she's a combination of the best of Diana Taurasi and Sue Bird. And I think she is. I mean, I think she's the next evolutionary piece. I mean, she's wispy. She doesn't, you know, she looks like a hard breeze would blow her over. But
something that I've wondered, Walt, and I wanted to ask you, like, I feel like during the off season she will put on some muscle. But
yeah,
do you feel like that's just kind of how she's gonna be one of the slimmer players? I mean, it's not Kevin Durant-esque or anything, but what do you think about that?
I've had the same thing. I think she'll get a little stronger, but I don't think just a casual fan will necessarily notice it. You know, I think that.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's sort of her build, and you know, I guess why screw with perfection? You know what? If she can handle everything that Baylor threw at her the other day,
right,
she's not going to see anything else in life harder than that.
That is true. Baylor and the rest just kind of letting it become a football game.
Yeah. And so, I put her on. I also put Caitlin Clark on. She was at 14 for me because I view her the same way.
She's amazing.
I mean, she's just unbelievable. I mean, the insane skill levels have just gone up so much that I felt that, you know, because the history is brief, it is not as long, that if we're talking about the best all time, and there are already people saying, and I think rightfully so, that these players are the next step. I just felt I had to include them. She's just better. I mean, I watched every game Taurasi ever played, except the ones in Russia.
Right. I was like, I don't know how you found those, Walt.
That's right. Yeah, it's a separate channel. It's way up the dial. It's DirecTV 1800. But I just think this girl is better. So I felt like compelled to put her on it. But I also didn't think I could put her any higher than that at this point. So that's what I did. All right, who's your 9?
My 9 is Lisa Leslie. And Lisa Leslie is someone who, you know, she was she had the height and the size before a lot of others were playing had it. But she was a pioneer. I mean, she was such, she had the size, but she was so skilled and a great rebounder and a prolific scorer in what she did at Southern Cal, averaging 20 and 10 for her career. But three-time WNBA MVP. Like, you're not just the MVP three times if you're just big. So I think she gets maybe downplayed a little bit because she had such size, but she was a great player. So I had her at 9 above Candace.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. In fact, I have her at 6, so we're in complete agreement there. My number 8 is a way back machine. My number 8 is Carol Blazejowski. And for the people who don't know, she was the first winner of the Wade Trophy that's given to the best female player in the nation. She played for Montclair State, where her final 2 years at Montclair State, she averaged 34 points a game and 38.6 a game, the all-time women's record. She shot 57% from the field, 84% from the line. She averaged 10 rebounds a game. She did not have the benefit of a three-point line. She was compared to Mirovich as a scorer. In her last 3 college games, she scored over 40 in every one. The Sports Illustrated called her, quote, the most relentlessly exciting performer in the history of women's basketball. And you can go back. This film is hard to find, but when you find it, and I have a clip, but we just don't have time to play it. But when you find it, she was amazing. And she would have been amazing in any era. And she, like Nancy Lieberman, has meant so much to the women's game. Unfortunately, she did not have any avenue to play pro basketball, and it's a shame because, you know, she led us in international competition. She lit up the Soviet Union. She lit up everybody. She was a scoring machine. So I put her at number 8.
Well, I'll have to try to find some of that, Walt, because I haven't really heard of her, but sure sounds like she could score the ball.
I'm going to send you the clip after so you can watch on your own.
Who was your 9? Did I miss that? You had 10 and who was your 9?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I guess I skipped right through it. Number 9, I think Kelly's probably the most hated player in the history of the WNBA.
Okay.
Does that ring any bell?
The most hated player. I'm not sure. Go for it.
Lauren Jackson.
Lauren Jackson was a baller.
But she was hated. She hated everybody, and everybody hated her.
But I feel like now she's getting her respect a little bit, though. Because I think so. People talking about just how tough she was.
Well, and she was unbelievable, and she kept carrying Australia to silver medals by herself, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she was an incredible scoring machine at 6'5", or whatever, just unstoppable. And I think she was also a 3-time WNBA MVP, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that's a great one. I had her. I thought about her. I left her off, but she was incredible for sure. My 8 is Tamika Catching, who you brought up earlier, and I think because of the longevity in the W, you have to give her the nod over Holdsclaw.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is a Kwok moment. I was just curious. I was like, who's number one all time in the W in win shares? And I looked it up, and it's Tamika Catching. It's Tamika Catching by a landslide, which was incredible. Wow. And she's also the WNBA's all time playoff scorer. She was in the playoffs every year with Indiana, and then of course she was amazing at Tennessee as well. So I put her at 8.
And I can't, just so you know, I had her just outside the top 10. I had her at 11. So okay. The same basic range, and I had her as the number one Tennessee player, even though, as I said, you know, I had Shamika Holdsclaw 13 just behind her. If you're only evaluating the college career, there's no question Shamika Holdsclaw is the best Tennessee player of all time. But when you add in the WNBA, there's no question it's Tamika Catchings for the reasons you said. All right, so we're at 7. All right, let's go back to the original order. You're first. So you go ahead with 7.
Okay. All right. My 7 is Maya Moore. And it's probably pretty low. As I was putting together the list, I was like, dang. But I put her at 7. You know, and it's interesting because she's so out of out of sight now just because she's basically retired. But you look at what she did at UConn. She scored over 3,000 points. That's just absurd. And she only has one WNBA MVP, but she did win four titles. She had a good amount of help in Minnesota, but she's still an incredible player. Very, of all these players, maybe the most, and this is high praise, but maybe the most Michael Jordan-esque. Just can do everything. Such a great playmaker. Maybe a better shooter than Jordan overall. But Maya Moore, just a complete player.
It's interesting. I had her a little bit lower. I had her 15. I've watched every game she ever played. Well, you know, these are all great players. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, the difference between some of these are just so slight. You know, I don't know. I just felt like if you look at the pecking order of, like, even Connecticut basketball, I think she's fourth and soon to be fifth. With Beckers, and so,
okay.
You know, maybe it was just that. Maybe I just didn't want.
I think she's third at UConn, but I definitely think there's two above her, which we agree on. I'm sure.
Now this is gonna be fascinating because I feel pretty strongly there are three above her. So we're gonna this will be our first actual debate on this. Okay,
Yeah, I know where this is going. Okay, continue.
All right. My number seven happens to be one of those players. My number seven is Sue Bird. I think when you look at what Bird has done both at UConn, in the WNBA, four championships, international play, all of it, and the sort of legacy she's built, I don't think you could have a top 10. I don't think without Sue Bird. Now, I also don't think she's as gifted as some, and I struggled a little bit with her, but I sort of think this area is about the area she belongs in. So Sue Bird for her entire resume of winning. And by the way, that would include six championships, two collegiately, four in the WNBA, and everything she did internationally.
So I love Bird. I have her, I don't have her in my top 10. I would have had her probably 11. She was the first one I left off. The four names I left off were Bird, Holdsclaw, Brittany Griner, and then I was wondering what the heck to do with Ionescu, but that's kind of the same thing with Beckers because it's just so early.
Yeah.
My thing with Bird, well, and I love Bird. I mean, I think her legacy is going to be maybe the most impressive with what she's doing, starting different companies and just, you know, her longevity because she's been around forever. She's a winner. The difference with her is she's never a WNBA MVP. She's such a great part of a team, but winning by herself, that hasn't really happened. So that's why I left Bird off. But I love Bird. I don't want to have anything against Sue Bird.
Well, you know what I would say to that, Kelly? She is the pure point guard in the mix, you know? And so that's not really ever been her role, you know, her
right.
We see so many of these lead guard types today in the game as it's played, whose real job is to score. Sue Bird's job was always to make other people better, and I think she did that as well as anybody. So but we're in the same neighborhood. All right, six I gave you before because you had mentioned Lisa Leslie at eight or something, and I have her at six. So you have my six. Who's your six?
My six is Breonna Stewart. And you might have her higher. I think it's really tough with Stewie because it's still so young in her career and she's coming off a brutal Achilles injury. But we all know what she did at the college game. Just absurd. Four-time NCAA most valuable player of the Final Four, four-time champ. I think what's crazy is in her UConn career, she shot 53% from the field for her career. She was the WNBA MVP in 2018 and she played well this year. She looked great. But it's still so young in her career, so it's kind of a tough one. But I put her at six.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to save her.
I know you love her.
Yeah, I'm going to save her. Okay, you're five.
My five is my favorite player of all time, Cheryl Swoops.
As I put your favorite player higher than you did.
I know. What is wrong with me? I love Swoop. God, I love Swoop. And, you know, I have Lieberman 4, but I probably could flip those just because it's the respect for Lieberman. But again, just being honest, like, I'm not as familiar with Lieberman as I am with Swoops. And, you know, Swoop's resume speaks for herself. The thing with Swoops, I have a player that she played with on the Comet higher than her. So the
Cooper higher than.
See, that's the thing with the Comets that's so weird is because they were absolutely stacked.
Oh, like, yeah.
They were
Thompson,
a super
too.
Team before super teams existed.
Yeah, with Cooper, Swoops, and Thompson.
Yep, super team. So I have Swoops at 5.
All right. Well,
and
this is interesting.
4, which is what I just said.
Because I have Cooper at 5.
Okay.
So we're in the same neighborhood. Now, part of this is the college thing. Look, I recently went back and watched Swoop's NCAA championship performance. And
insane.
You know, Kelly, she wasn't the greatest ball handler, but that wasn't really her role. Her role was just a flat-out scoring machine, and she could shoot from anywhere. She didn't even need to be on balance to shoot the ball. She was just a scoring machine. And when I combined her college career, which I think is better than Cooper's by a lot, not a little.
Yeah,
I think her college career.
It was.
And so when I combined those two, I gave your girl the edge who and we're going to run out of time. So let's advance it. I had Swoops at 3.
Here's my main thing with Cooper. She was too old. Like, she really missed out on it on the WBA.
Yeah.
And at age 34,
in
1997, she averaged 28 points per game. And so I'm kind of giving Cooper the what if treatment. Like, what if, you know?
Those two are hard to separate. And basically, we have them in the same exact places. We just flip flopped them. I'm curious now whether we have the same number 4. At 4, I have Cheryl Miller.
Okay.
Oh, no, you had Lieberman. Yeah, you had Lieberman.
Yeah,
okay. All right, I have Cheryl Miller at 4. Honestly, I have Lieberman at 21.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't see her in terms of the evolution of the game. I just don't see her in this conversation.
It's really tough to think how she would have fit in now, but when you look at what she did in her era, merely averaged a triple-double.
Yep. But I had Cheryl Miller for, honestly, I think Cheryl Miller is the most talented female player in history, at least until Paige Beckers. The problems she ran into at the end of her career were her knees, but she was amazing in what she could do. I mean, Reggie always said she was the better player, and he wasn't just talking. People believe that. You know, that's how gifted she was. All right, so we're at the top 2 then, right?
Yeah.
All right, give me
so
your
I
two.
I have Cheryl 2, and I have Taurasi 1.
Okay.
And I think with Cheryl Miller, it's kind of the Cynthia Cooper thing too, the what if, because she did get hurt. But her USC career, and I've seen film on Cheryl, and I watched that really good HBO documentary they did on the women of Troy. She was just amazing. And she was so insane in her time because she was 6'2", or whatever she was, but she was playing, she had guard-like skills, and that just, it, you know, people couldn't even comprehend that back then. But Taurasi, to me, is the GOAT. I think her numbers are incredible, of course, but just what she can do on the floor, scoring at all 3 levels defensively, and then it's the killer instinct, too, with Taurasi. I think she's one of the first female players that ever had that true killer instinct.
I agree with that. I have her 2, and I have Breanna Stewart 1. And the reason is, I just think Stewart was an evolutionary piece. I mean, 4-time NCAA champion. You know, she wasn't playing with Sue Bird as Diana Taurasi was when, of course, Taurasi didn't play with Bird the last 2 years she won titles. But the thing with Stewart is she's still 26 years old, Kelly, and she already has 6 championships, 4 NCAA championships, two WNBA championships. And the amazing thing is she was the MVP in all six of them. And at 26 years old, I'm basically extrapolating this out because I think that ends at 10 or something. You know, I mean, I think when she's done, she's going to have like 10 titles to her name and sort of be the Bill Russell of women's basketball. Because, you know, the one thing about her, Kelly, she dominates both ends.
Yeah, she's incredibly versatile. And I think, you know, let's do this again in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'll probably have Stewart moved up for sure.
And Paige Beckers.
Well, and Beckers, and probably Caitlin Clark.
That's right, Caitlin Clark, too. Hey, Kelly, awesome conversation. Thank you so much. Loved it. Appreciate the time. Have a good day.
Well, thanks for all your talk about women's hoops. I appreciate it. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, great talk. Thank you, Kelly. Ramona, hang that up for me, okay? Because something's going terribly wrong with my Conrex. We'll take a quick break.
Get hooked on the Bojangler, the only fish sandwich splash with Bo's famous seasoning. And right now, reel in two Bojanglers for just $5 only at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Baseball season is finally back.
High, deep, and that ball is gone.
Catch our Clemson Tigers weekly as they make their return to the diamond, make a run at an ACC championship, as well as trying to make it back out to Omaha.
Swing and a miss, ball game.
Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch.
Tigers win it.
Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then at 7 o'clock, we get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. It's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for non-stop exciting pro hockey at Bonsecours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit SwampRabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. And follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
Never is a long time, but it may be safe to say you'll never find a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Pre-owned prices have soared due to lack of new inventory nationwide.
It sounds too good to be true, but if you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
It's March when the madness arrives at MyBookie. Select winners in the My Bracket contest for a chance at $10,000. Use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000 and a free entry into the bracket contest.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Understand me now, if sometimes I seem a little mad, but don't you know that no life can always be an angel, and when things go wrong I seem a little mad, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good, oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are back. We thank Kelly Gramlich for participating in this little exercise today. We covered a lot of ground, not as, nearly as much as we might have. At the top, I mean, I think we basically had all the same players with the exception of Nancy Lieberman. But other than that, we had all the same players, slightly different order, but only slightly. And you know, and again, there are a couple players that, you know, Carol Blazowski is one that was probably the greatest scorer in women's basketball history. If it wasn't this machine gun, Molly Bolin, you know, this is the strangest story ever. This machine gun, Molly Bolin, grew up playing basketball in Iowa. And in Iowa, they played a six-man half-court basketball at that time. And in she set the Iowa State record. She scored 83 points in a high school game. Her final high school game, she scored 70 or 73 in her final high school game. And then she went to college, and she started doing the exact same thing. And then she got a whiff of pro basketball before they canceled that, and she did the same thing. She just carved it up. She was playing against men. There's actually film of that, and she's just shooting the ball from 30 feet in their face. And there was nothing that they could do about it. She actually had sort of a natural fade on her jumper. In her jumper, she sort of had two hands almost in front of her face when she shot the ball. But she had this natural fade that took her away from the defense, and she had a true jump shot, so she had no trouble at 5'10 getting her shot off against anybody. And it was just nothing but net, and she could shoot from anywhere. She still to this day holds the record for the two highest scoring games in women's professional basketball. She had a 54-point game and a 53-point game. And she married when she probably shouldn't have. She was a pinup girl at the same time. She was known as the blonde bombshell. And she was a pinup girl and was just a killer shooter. Just an unbelievable shooter. And her story is just sort of sad. I mean, almost tragic. She wound up, you know, losing a custody battle for her child because they said she was a bad parent because she only wanted to play basketball. She later got that reversed and got her son back. And it wasn't true that she was a bad parent, but she did badly want to play professional basketball, and she got cheated out of that chance. So, you know, the reason she can't be included higher here is we don't have anything to go by beyond that. You know, she just never got an opportunity. But, you know, there's a 8-minute video on, what is that video called, Ramona, on Machine Gun Molly? What is that video called?
I'm not sure. I just have it as her name. Sorry.
Let me just hear a couple minutes of that. I don't really remember that one, to be quite honest. The one I remember is the Carol Blazowski one. I remember elements of it, but let me just hear a couple minutes of it.
Hi, I'm Linda Thompson Jenner. You know, the American dream can take on many different shapes for many different people. If you're a kid growing up in America, it might very well assume the shape of a basketball. This is the story of one such American dream, an American dream that took on a nightmarish fringe. It's not the story of a kid, but of a woman they called Machine Gun.
This woman used to be the pinup star of women's professional basketball.
Molly Bolin wide open, Green Caesar, there it is!
Her name is Molly Bolin.
50 points for Molly Bolin!
She was known as Machine Gun Molly.
Here's Molly, wide open.
The purest shooter to play women's basketball.
Bolin, here could be two more.
When the WBL folded, she began working for a construction crew painting homes in Los Angeles. The story of Molly Bolin is not just the story of a great athlete robbed of a sport. Because of basketball, she went through a divorce, almost lost custody of her only child, left her hometown branded as a disgrace, and never gave up the dream that the game would return to her. From the very beginning, there were those who thought the Women's Basketball League was nothing more than a traveling sideshow, destined for failure. It lasted from 1977 to 1980, a victim of poor attendance and mismanagement. But the league's short life left a legacy of broken dreams, players convinced they could make the game successful and not sure where to go next.
I've come to a point since the last league folded that I can't get on with my life. I just can't say, okay, I'm going to put this book away. You know, that was nice and it was fun and everything. I'm going to go on to something else. I've never, to this point, I haven't committed myself to anything else.
This fall, a new league was formed, the WABA, and Molly found herself playing for a team called the Columbus Minx. And again, her entire life revolved around her remarkable ability to shoot a basketball through a hoop. She came from Moravia, Iowa, a farm town, population 700. In Iowa, high school girls basketball is more popular than any other sport in the state. Almost 16,000 people come every night to the state high school girls basketball tournament, and Molly was the game star. She scored 83 points in one game. She was a high school All-American. She was known statewide as Iowa's girlfriend, Moravia Molly. And even today's high school stars consider her a legend.
Stop.
The last game of her high school career.
She went from Moravia Molly to Machine Gun Molly, and the truth is, she just couldn't be stopped. I mean, she had a fadeaway jump shot that was just money just every time. And she had unlimited range. She, when you watch the film of the games, she really operated in the mid-range a lot because, you know, there wasn't a three-point line. But I can show you other film where she's just bottoming 30 footers one after another after another after, sort of like you see from Steph Curry. I mean, she was that level shooter in the women's game. And yet, you know, because there was no avenue forward for women's basketball at that time, basically nobody knows who she is, that she really ever existed, you know, other than these old clips. Because and that's the shame of it. It's that there was no women's professional league. There was no place to show your wares. There was no place. And Carol Blazowski faced the same thing. Carol Blazowski led Montclair State to the national semifinal against UCLA. And I think that was the Ann Myers team. Ann Myers, for those who don't know, was an All-American for UCLA who led UCLA to the national championship. And I'm pretty sure that was the same year. And in fact, I know it was the same year because they played on the same team. And Ann Myers was the first female player to get a tryout with a men's professional team. Ann Myers was playing for the Indiana Pacers. And I forget what year that was, but and she made it through the weeks leading up to the season, and it wasn't just publicity. I mean, Ann Myers was only 5'9", and they still say to this day that if she had been, you know, 6'3" with those same skills, that she would have made that team. And Carol Blazowski was better than her. Carol Blazowski was, you know, again, just an insane scoring machine. And she scored over 40 points in that game against UCLA in the national semifinal game, and leading Montclair State to that point. And again, that's the equivalent of like Larry Bird leading Indiana State to the national championship game. It was that same type of equivalent. And Carol Blazowski has gone on to have a sort of a Nancy Lieberman type role in the promotion of the women's game and in her various roles in and around the game of basketball. Carol Blazowski's had a heavy influence in the WNBA over time, etc. But to a lesser extent, Machine Gun Molly Bolin had some involvement, but not as much involvement. But those are two of the absolute legends of the women's game that really are almost lost in history because they had no place to go as players. if there was a pro league, a dedicated pro league, we might be talking about two of the top three who ever lived. That's how gifted they were. Justin, I'm coming to you on the other side. We have a lot of football talk, pro day talk, draft talk, what's going to happen at the top. We're going to get to some Road Rage Top 40 today as well. All that and more on the show. Justin, I'm coming right to you. Quick break.
Looking to lower your auto loan payment? Look no further than Founders Federal Credit Union. Refinance your current auto loan and we will beat your existing rate by 1%. Plus, make no payments for 90 days. Boats, motorcycles, and recreational vehicles are included. Relax with Founders. Don't miss out. Apply today at foundersfcu.com/auto or at an office near you. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA. Current auto loan must be with another financial institution.
Hey guys, are you tired of being overweight, tired, and gun-shy when the lights go out? If the answer is yes, you need to come see us today at Low Country Male. Testosterone replacement plans start at $200 a month and include labs, testosterone, medication, and doctor visits. Ask us about our new combination peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. We can get the fat off, get your energy up, and make you perform when it counts. LowCountryMale.com. Offices in Greenville, Charleston, Mount Pleasant, and Charlotte. 850-801-MALE.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
Spring cleaning is upon us. Let my friends at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning do the cleaning for you. Only Zero Res can give you their patented cleaning process that uses powered water technology, not harsh chemicals, for an insanely clean home. Right now, get three rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119. Plus, mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and you'll get a hallway cleaned for free. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Well, I started my own restaurant because I love to cook. But that also means a lot of greasy pots and pans. And we can't waste time with endless sink changeovers. So we upgraded to Dawn Professional Pot and Pan.
Dawn Professional cleans 58% more pots and pans per sink than the leading competitor.
Less dish soap, fewer changeovers, and more time doing what we love.
Dawn Professional. It's clean. Upgraded. From P&G Professional.
If you could get a 15-year fixed loan for the same payment as your old 30-year fixed, why wouldn't you? Give Gary the Mortgage Expert a call about his 2.25% 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.25%. Call 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. Gary's NMLS number 107429, Rate Saver Mortgage NMLS number 1847969. Based on $200,000 loan with 30% equity, APR 2.43%, 740 credit score, subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
March is here and the madness has officially begun. It's time for you to shoot your shot and score big. Select winners from 63 tournament games in the MyBookie Bracket Contest for a chance at $10,000 in cash prizes. And it's only a single dollar entry. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code BET1055 to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's promo code BET1055 to claim your first deposit bonus and receive a free entry into the My Bracket Contest. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. With my bookie.
I want a fling, you know? Spice things up.
Whoa, hold on. Marriage takes work.
No, I mean a spicy Bloody Mary mix for the brunch I'm planning. I want a fling into spring at Total Wine with thousands of wine, spirits, and beers to explore. I want a mix of cocktails with tequilas and fruit-flavored vodkas. I want choices. Chardonnays, rosés, pinots, proseccos. I want more.
All right, let's go to Total Wine and more.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more. Drink responsibly, B21.
Chances are you might have a pre-owned vehicle you don't drive much, or maybe you just want to get rid of it. Whatever the reason, there may never be a better time than right now to sell your pre-owned vehicle to George Coleman Ford. Prices are at record highs due to the lack of new vehicle inventory nationwide. George Coleman Ford wants to buy your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. The process is as simple as having them assess your vehicle, quote you a price, and send you home with check in hand. No hassles and no fees. See for yourself why George Coleman Ford at Traveler's Rest deserves their 5-star reviews.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Justin on this topic. And then Boucha from Twitter, who's been trying to call me this week. We'd have a good conversation there. You want to get in, 654-7627. You can do so on the Vibe broadband communication phone lines. We lost a few people during that conversation, but a great conversation with Kelly Gramlich. I've been asked again to repeat my top 10. My top 10 is Paige Beckers at 10, based on I think she's the next evolutionary piece. Lauren Jackson, the Australian, at 9. I believe she's a 3-time WNBA MVP. Carol Blazowski, who might be the greatest scorer in women's basketball history, probably is. Sue Bird at 7. Lisa Leslie at 6. Cynthia Cooper at 5. Cheryl Miller at 4. Cheryl Swoops at 3. 2, Diana Taurasi. And 1, Breonna Stewart. In part because, again, for me, she's 26 years old. She's already won 6 championships. She won all 4. She's the only player ever to win 4 NCAA championships. And then she's already won in her young WNBA career 2 WNBA championships. She's been a league MVP already. And in all 6 championships, both collegiately and professionally, she was the MVP. All 6 of them. And she's 26. So, you know, I'm thinking that she's headed toward double digits in titles between college and pros. So that's where I am on that. Quick limit to Gilstrap Roofing for all your roofing needs. Just Gilstrap. No one does it like Gilstrap. They're the best in the industry. You know, I've had people send me photos of the new roofs they put on their homes. Gilstrap is unbelievable. They don't do anything else, okay? They just do roofs. They don't do kitchen. They do roofs. And with after 80 years, they ought to be good at it. And guess what? They are. They are, you know, so I tend to get a lot of people who write me in emergencies, and that's not the way you want to go. You don't want to wait till then. If that happens, they'll be glad to help you like they did me, like they did Ramona, like they did Sales Czar David. You know, they'll certainly help you, but you still don't want to come home one day to water on your hardwood floors or your antique furniture and all that mess. You just don't want it. It's not good. It's more difficult at that point. Take advantage of the free checkup. Find out. Because you don't have any idea what the condition of your roof is unless it's new, nor should you endeavor to find out yourself. You wouldn't know what to look for anyway. Call Gilstrap. If there's nothing wrong, this will tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed. They have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. 269-1232. Justin and Boucha. Justin, how are you?
Good, Walt. How are you today?
Good, Justin. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks, man. I just had a question for you. I know I've been wanting to ask Kelly this, and I didn't know she was getting off the broadcast. I've heard Shaq talk about it, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, and I know Gino Auriemma has talked about it for years now about women, the women's basketball game, lowering the goals down to 11 or to 9 feet. What do you feel about that? And you think that's going to change it and get more viewership? And here's the thing. I've always heard this. They've always, you know, they have said, okay, well, that's not the same. You know, the rim is 10 feet in men's. Okay. But they play with a different ball as well. They play with a smaller ball. Why shouldn't they play with a shorter rim? I think no, it I would just, be more entertaining.
Yeah, all I can speak to it is from my perspective, Justin, and I hate that idea. I hate that idea. I don't want to turn the women's game into the men's game. I don't want to turn women's basketball into a dunk fest. Quite the opposite. I want to raise the rim in the men's game. If you want to change anything, change it there. raise that to 11 feet because there's been talk of raising the rim to 11 feet for 30 years in the men's game. But no, I don't want to lower the rim. I want the skill. I don't care about the dunking. I really don't. I want the skill element. And yes, they do play with a different basketball, but why change the rim?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. If they play, and just devil's advocate, if they play with a smaller ball, why can't they play with a shorter rim? Because
How many women have
dunked in their career in the WNBA? Is what, 10? It's probably less than 10.
Who cares?
The payroll. They complain about not getting paid as much.
Let's just let the women play on Nerf baskets then, and then we can have all sorts of dunks, right? I mean, I just don't understand why we want to change the game. All right, let me just say this. All right.
Gino Imiora said that from Connecticut.
Okay.
He said he's won multiple national titles as a women's basketball coach. He has said this for years, has he not?
No, I've never heard him say that once. I followed UConn women's basketball from the very beginning. I've never heard him say that one single time. So I would need proof that he said that, and I'm of the belief that he has not.
Check your Twitter. I'm sure it's going to blow up in like 30 seconds. Gino has said that multiple times.
Yeah, he hasn't. Shaq is not Gino. I don't care. Look, I don't care what Shaq says. All right, it's not of any interest to me or any consequence. You asked me, Justin, so I'm giving you my answer. And you may not like the answer, but I think it would be stupid to do that. Absolutely stupid. The women's game is about skill, fundamentals, shooting. It's not about turning it into a miniature version of the men's game by creating more dunks. I don't see the purpose to that. I mean, it's like we need to lower the standard to make the product more appealing. No, the product is appealing. If you don't like the game of basketball, fine, don't watch it. But don't change the rules. I mean, what are we going to do next? Make racetracks shorter? I don't get it.
They have shorter racetracks. They have shorter racetracks. Yeah. Yes, they do. Not every racetrack is the same.
Yeah, I know that, Justin. That's not the point.
That's what you just said. Are we going to shorten racetracks?
I meant to favor one side. There's zero reason to do that. What's the reason? Because you want to see a woman dunk on a 9-foot basket?
Yeah, to draw viewership. Yeah. I'm just asking.
I'm just giving you my answer, and you don't like my answer. Again, find me where Gino Auriemma said it. No one has sent me anything, Justin.
And I know I'm right.
Huh? Okay, Justin, no one has sent me anything. So there. I mean, I followed him his whole career. I've never heard him say that. And by the way, even if he did say it, I would still disagree with it. I don't care. I don't think that's a step that should be taken. I think that's actually a step backwards. That is not the direction the women's game should be going. The women's game is getting more athletic. When there's a female player right now that's being recruited to UConn who can dunk off the dribble with two hands.
Cool. That's one.
The game is moving that way, Justin. The game is evolving that way. The game has a much shorter history than the men's game. I think if you ask most female basketball players if they would like the rim lowered to 10 feet, they would tell you to get lost.
Well, first of all, I'm saying 9 feet, not 10 feet. So, yeah.
I meant 9 feet.
You just said 10.
Okay, I misspoke. Justin.
Sorry. What you meant is completely different.
Oh, Justin, forget it. Forget it. Right, Justin, I speak 4 hours a day, and occasionally you misspeak. Okay, you knew what the conversation was, didn't you, Justin? Wasn't it you called me about lowering it to 9 feet? So you pretty much knew what I meant, right?
Hey, Justin, you know what? Let me give you a suggestion. Go look in the mirror when you get off the phone and talk to yourself about what you want your opinion to be. All right? Because you called to ask me, and I gave you my opinion. Moving on. Boucher, what's going on? Good to have you, Boucher.
Hey.
I appreciate you following me on Twitter.
Absolutely. It's always been a pleasure. And shout-out to you, Ramona, for doing this every weekday. I appreciate it.
I saw the
Twitter post you made about the Rams and not having the first-round draft picks for the next 7 years. Yeah. I actually think it's kind of smart not to have any, but to not have as many, because you're not shelling out first-round money every year. And when you look back at the drafts, you see, if you go back, like, let's just say 10 years ago, how many of those guys actually made an impact over the first 3 years with, you know, the average NFL career being 3 years? And you find so many undrafted free agents or undrafted rookies or late-round draft picks that have done very well, even if it's in short stints, that what's the point in really having a draft pick in the first round every year? I don't agree with not having any at all in 7 years, because what happens if Matt Stafford goes down? But what's your plan B? But I don't necessarily think it's a horrible thing. Of course, there's time, and they can probably still get one back if they really needed one. But that's besides the point.
Well, you know, look, Boucher, I think you raise some fair points. And my concern is that you're robbing one to pay the other. And when you go 8 years, which the Rams are going to go from, you know, going back to such and such a date to moving forward to such and such a date, an 8 year period where the Rams are not going to have a pick in the first round, I just think it's hard to build a franchise. The Rams are trying to build it through the acquisition of paying and veteran players. And as yet it has not culminated in anything for them. And I'm concerned about the financial structure of that team and when this bill is going to come due on everything that they've done and the way that they did it. I'm also just concerned in general about that hierarchy because, you know, you have Boy Wonder and McVay and Boy Wonder and Snead. And, you know, and there's a lot of talk about their genius, but there just isn't that much evidence of it. You know, McVay is supposed to be an offensive genius. The Rams were 22nd in the league in total offense this year out of a 32-team league. And I know what McVay wants to do. He wants to blame it all on Goff. But, I mean, McVay got to a Super Bowl and scored 3 points. I'm a little concerned about the way they're running that franchise and the feasibility long-term of not utilizing the draft. And I know they've been pretty good in late round selections, which is just another reason to make me think, well, then you ought to want to have round one selections too. I know some of their moves have worked out and some of them haven't, but as yet you still haven't gotten over the top. So that's my concern.
Well, I totally understand that. I also think that maybe they're just trying to invest in the next 3 years, because who is really, I mean, the Cardinals have signed a lot recently and they've got a more veteran squad, but that looks to be short term in my eyes. But, you know, who else in the next 3 years in that division is really going to be competitive? I mean, we had Seattle, who had, just before the playoffs started, they had the 32nd rush pass defense in the league. And that's the opposite of what the MO has been for years. And I understand that they have Russell Wilson, as for however long that may be. But, you know, what are the I can't remember the other team in that division.
But look, San Francisco, they may have the best roster in all of football if they can fix quarterback, which apparently they're going to do. And Arizona's clearly getting better, and they made some significant – look, I think that's the best division in football. I mean, I think that division's going to be an absolute war this year. So, yeah, no question about it. Hey, Boucher, that's a great call. Just call me again. Call me when we're off, and I'm at the top of the hour. Great call. I appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Westminster Vision is pleased to announce that Dr. Coppola has returned after a brief illness. We have consolidated our offices and...